The ballot proposition before voters on Election Day would allow a judge to determine whether a state official convicted of crimes like bribery or bid rigging should lose all or part of their pension. But there is one important limitation. The pension forfeiture provision would only apply to crimes committed after January 1, 2018. That means the two former legislative leaders who face potential retrial for crimes they are accused of committing during the first half of this decade would get to keep their pensions. Both former Speaker Sheldon Silver and former State Senate Leader Dean Skelos saw their 2015 convictions overturned on appeal. Skelos, along with his son Adam, will be retried next year. And Silver could also face retrial, depending on an expected ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. Nine former associates of Governor Cuomo, including the governor's former closest aide, also face trials within the next year over an economic development corruption scandal. But because the alleged crimes took place in the past, they also would be allowed to keep their state pensions if they're convicted. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group agrees that the proposal is limited.
People that are currently under investigation are people that are likely not to be covered by this provision. Unless they do an additional crime after January 1st, 2018, the cases that are currently under investigation and in the process are cases that will not be affected by this provision.
Under current law, public officials who began their jobs after 2011 are already subject to pension forfeiture if they commit felonies. So the ballot proposal applies to only a small subset of public officers, those elected or appointed before 2011 and who commit crimes after 2018. Horner says, nevertheless, his group supports the ballot proposal.
Whether or not it will make a big difference in how people behave, I'm doubtful, but it's sort of like chicken soup. It can't hurt.
The League of Women Voters also backs the measure. But the League's Jennifer Wilson says that the threat of pension forfeiture does not go far enough in fighting a wave of corruption at the Capitol. She says she would have liked Cuomo and the legislature to propose changes that would prevent corruption in the first place.
We would have much rather them done something by the way of campaign finance reform or done something that really would have had an impact as opposed to this punishment for after you've committed the crime. We would really love to see regulations in place to prevent these crimes from occurring and prevent legislators from committing these corrupt acts while in office.
Wilson says there is a proposal on the ballot next month that could potentially make bigger changes to prevent corruption, and that is the question of whether New Yorkers should hold a full constitutional convention and open up the entire document to revision. Opponents argue that the event would be controlled by the existing political establishment, though, and they doubt whether much could be accomplished. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.